Morning, this is your girl Remy Ma, and you're listening to the best of The Breakfast Club.
That was Jeremiah with Weed. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Everybody already drunk while they already kicking drinks over.
Spilling it over, you know what I mean?
We got a special guest in the building.
You didn't even give me the...
He's not even a guest.
You're greeting.
This is a friend to the room.
A friend to the room?
A friend to the room. But Charlamagne barely remember that I've been here this year. I'm not memorable enough.
No, I couldn't remember. No, I didn't say that.
There's some type of seasoning that needs to be put on my name.
I said that. Oh, respect.
Respect his name.
Respect.
Wale, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
We need a better presentation for Wale. These little plastic cups, I mean, terrible looking.
They don't have any. They don't have any acknowledgement of my handle.
Wale's here again with good music. He got the record PYT.
Right? Yeah, cheers to that.
But he don't got no gimmicks, no stories, no scandals. Nope. You know what era you in, Wale? You can't just come with a record no more.
It scares me. It does. I'm truthfully scared.
I saw somebody say on Twitter, man, this PYT Wale record is low-key hard as hell. Like, they didn't want to let
me. Yeah, they didn't want to give it up for him. Yeah, low-key hard.
You saw that?
Jackson tweeted that.
You want to go, you want like to be a closet fan like, or something, dog. Hey, man,
like,
come on,
just
man.
Be good.
I like this one because now a DJ could play it.
He just told me he never play my stuff.
No, I ain't say that. But it's very difficult to when it got slow tempos. You got a tempo now that I can F with.
I appreciate it.
I can put in the mix.
And now we're going to see, though.
I didn't know you had Sam Sneak on the record. I thought it was Tiger. And I said, why? Why did you do a record called PYT with Tiger?
Sam Snake does look like Tiger a little bit.
Why y'all playing Tiger, one of the best young businessmen in the game, though? Why y'all playing with him? Why y'all playing?
Now, Wale, I saw you tweet out, don't let your fascination with nostalgia cloud your perception for the present time. What you mean by that?
I mean, I just think a lot of people be like, it'd be very easy for me to come in and jump and be like, yo, Envy, you remember, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you go back to, like, when you did the Beanie Siegel disc joint? Like, you know what I'm saying? The Jada disc. Like, I could easily come in and be like, yo, where the verse at? Can you play the rest of the verse? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's where I was when that joint came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was in high school or freshman in college around that time when that came out. Like my appreciation for what he do is not about, like, that moment. And a lot of people get caught up, like, where they was when they heard Lotus. A lot of them be like, I had a girlfriend that I used to love, and this was our song. We not together no more. Bring it back. Mm-hmm. And they think that, like, telling Wale, bring back the old Wale, is going to bring back that person subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fixation that a lot of people got. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I do get offended. Like, yo, I ain't making this for me. I make it for me every once in a while. Album About Nothing was for me. Shine is for the world. Mm-hmm. For the first time in my career, like, I designed the songs, like, to make an array of different women feel good.
So it was strictly for the women.
For them to champion it initially, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, not for them, but I just know my setup, how my career is set up. Like, everybody was like, oh, let me get a joint for me and my girl. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a joint for me and my girl because you make the girl joint. Like, actually, I made a whole album of other joints, but...
Right.
You know the crazy thing about music? Music is like a drug. It's like crack. But the problem is, if you sell crack, crackheads are always chasing that first high, but they'll come buy the same crack from you. They don't do that with music.
I don't know about crack.
They love
crack
that first high.
I don't know anything about crack.
Sneak know what I'm talking about.
I can't relate.
How does it not? Sneak don't know nothing about crack. So, no,
they love that.
Our brother is under some serious allegations, man. We don't know nothing about any of that type of Wahala. That's Wahala. What we call...
Well, they love that first high when it comes to the music, but you got to keep giving them new drugs.
That's the nostalgia, though. One of my mentors always talks about when Bob Dylan went electric, and that was like a big like uproar. I don't know if we allow our pioneers to do... I understand. Michael Jackson did New Jack Swing. He didn't spearhead that movement. He, like, I'm going to do Michael Jackson on this Teddy Riley vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Rico Love told me this a long time ago. He was like, yo, like, you know why you going to win? He's like, because you a fly that can rap all types of ways. It's like, anything the way the game go, you could just jump right in it. And that always stuck with me because it's just like all of y'all in a way, in your own fields, it's been a slow build. Ain't nobody, you didn't get no Black and Yellow. First, at the beginning of your career, you ain't been getting none of that. You ain't getting no Best I Ever Had at the beginning of your career. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no ass
mm-mm.
at the beginning of your career. It all grew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like what I try to represent is the person that, like, you might not get employee of the year, a month for your first 2 years of your job, but maybe you might be the first one to get a promotion. You might be the first one because one thing that they can't deny is my ticket sale. anybody who goes skeptically leaves like, holy shit, I forgot this boy had this many hits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
Hov is a great example of that too, and
man,
T.I.
That's who Rico
you
mentioned.
Know us
that's
too?
Who's
like, Hov and T.I. Ja Rule and Fat Joe.
Yeah.
You ever been to Fat Joe's show and you'd be like, yo, boy got hits.
He got hits, absolutely.
But you know what too, like, and not to go back, but that was a time where you, I think people love music more. Now it's so fast.
I don't know if they don't love it as less. It's just like,
it's like, all right, what's next?
It's just like if somebody make a bomb ass pie and it's like four stores that sell pie. Like you probably like pie at an all time high right now, but it's just so much. It's so many pies. Right. Like, you don't know. Like it's like everybody want to make pie now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't know. That's the only plight of the artist of today. Like, we won't never know how hot we are. I tried to get on Saturday Night Live 7 times last with me and Jerry.
What happened? What'd they say?
I'll leave that up for speculation, but I wanted to go.
I mean,
there.
We know they said no, but how did they say no? like I'm saying, how did they reply back?
Why would you think that? You know why? Because you grew up in an urban environment. You know why? Right. Like, them girls is out there buying Demi Lovato, who has really like curved my advances to write her music. I will go on record and say that, like she don't give a fuck about no Wale until Wale is on the top 40. Then her A&R is like, yo, there's this kid named Whale. Like, you should work with him. He does poetry. He wears his dreads like a crazy, he's like a cool.
She curved us too, though. She was supposed to interview with us. She walked toward us and saw who we were, and she went right to the left.
It was because of Charlemagne. You gave her Donkey the day
true.
Right before.
The week before, you gave her Donkey.
But my thing is, I ain't give her nothing but love. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just think she could sing, just like Ariana Grande. Like I think they could sing, and I'm a big fan of Whitney Houston. Like women, Beyonce, women that sold it and could sing. And unfortunately, right now there ain't no really no sisters that's doing what I feel like a 19, 21-year-old Whitney would do. I mean, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I write as if Whitney was 20 years old. So I have these records that I can't even get into her hands because of, like, let's just be
but
honest,
Whitney's a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I think Christina Aguilera, absolutely, Ariana Grande, and Demi. I'm not saying that anybody. Demi could sing like, dog. Like, when I went to
Christina.
I went, because if you come to my parties, I DJ, I'll play I'm Your Baby Tonight. I'll play You Get Good Love. Like, I'll play I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Well, I play started DJing.
Man, he just takes over the turntable.
He's not even my...
But Wale get more money than Envy.
Envy got more money than Envy.
No, you don't think your coworkers know?
All over Instagram.
You got a rose gold wedding ring. His wife is like the muse of all the like girls trying to be fly
all
for their
right,
man.
Wale, all right.
I'm just saying.
You know, Minister Farrakhan can say,
Envy,
don't
always
get robbed. Envy, that's a nice chain you got on. Don't get robbed.
I'm uncomfortable, dog. I'm uncomfortable, dog.
All right, we got more with Wale when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Wale is in the building.
So you and me, y'all good now?
We always gonna be good. Like we.
Did you tweet
we,
congratulations because he had album of the
he
year?
He did tweet it. I saw him tweet that.
But y'all make it y'all word in it how y'all word it.
That makes it worse. Yeah.
Did you? I'm just making sure.
I want to be clear. Like me, we like real life. You know, you have a big family and you just do two brothers that's close in age. That's like us. Like we always trying to outdo it. Like it's just like a like. But if it's something go down, me gonna be like, yo, you good? Like you need anything? You know what I'm saying? Or I get a call from Tok or Dean or Melly, whatever. Like or even like
this three is day, after the three, long Instagram three day, post, Miko post.
Three days after that jump, me and Mo Melly did a record. Like it ain't no thing. Like I know what it is. Like that's my brother. Like whatever. Like at the end of the day, like. We don't even talk. That's my nick. And Self-Made 4, like, it's records that we, like, going at each other. Like, but that's the relationship. Because our shit ain't fake. A lot of these come in here, they come through a game plan in the elevator and be like, this how we going to act. Da, 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 da. MMG for real, dog. Ross get in our shit when we started doing that putt. Like it's real. Sam would call us. And he hold me down the club. He hold me down the club. Rocky Fresh, Omarion. Like, quietly, I'm just going to say this. Like, quietly, MMG be putting out hits all the time.
Nah, on
the
quiet.
I mean, Omarion jump went under the radar, and that jump went gold, and it was almost platinum. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that record changed the whole. You know what you like to do? It changed it because what she said in it, the groceries part.
But Janae Eichel commercialized it. By the way, Omarion got
on that record.
Because I said that. I said exactly what you said. I said Omarion, I feel like the label ain't behind them the way they need to be. Like that.
They owe them that one.
See, I can't speak
like
on labels.
That album should have been bigger.
We can't speak on the major label.
They owe them that one. Because Omarion put out two records before that should have been...
The record with Ghostface was crazy.
The record, the M.I.A. record
M.I.A.
was
my song.
Yeah, M.I.A. was crazy.
Who was on that jump? That jump was hot.
M.I.A.
Huh?
What?
You had a verse on that?
Did
the DJs always cut it.
I know.
Cut it.
I think because you do so many records for the ladies and the R&B type records that people
but I don't really. In comparison,
really
those are the records that are nationally released.
But
and that's what people see from
But
you.
What
and
is nationally released? Because sometimes I put out a record, and if y'all don't react fast enough, like the label will be like, shh, you know, if y'all don't react fast enough. I remember.
You're lyrically dead nice, but I don't think people see that.
Because I mean, I'm a handsome nigga.
This guy here, man.
I think I'm like,
a compliment, man.
No, I'm just playing.
Let me ask you a question, Sam. Just act like Wale not here. What do you think is missing from Wale's situation?
As far as what? What do you mean?
When just
you
in act general. Because for me, I think he's in a good space, and I think it's only
a
matter
of time.
You say
what's missing for what though? Like missing to do
as,
what?
As far as him being on that next level of artist.
Right now, I don't think it's anything. I just think it's because. For one, he's an artist that's, like, you know, difficult to understand. So I think with that, it takes time to understand him. Mm-hmm. With everything, regardless of with the hits he make and everything, it takes time. And then around this time, I think people going to really get him with Shine, you know what I mean, with the album, with Self-Made Four. You know, they're going to understand. They're going to get him.
That's what I tell them all the time. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, and that's all it is. They just don't understand him. And once they get it, man.
Andy, what you think about that question? Because, I mean, we flirt with the questions sometimes, but, like, I'm at this point in my career. Like, I just want to know.
You know what? I hate comparing artists.
He said it's because you're dark-skinned, bro.
Nah, I ain't.
That's what he said when you ain't around.
But I think, like I said before, I just think a lot of people don't respect you as a lyricist because they don't hear you as a lyricist. And the reason I say that is, like...
Enunciation? Is it a technical thing?
Nah, you think... Like, you look at Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Fabulous puts out a female record every time for his core.
Right.
But there's so much other music in there that you forget about. I remember when he did the Friday freestyle.
Right.
And
right.
I remember Meek, I remember Nicki Minaj, I remember a bunch of artists being like, yo, Fab is dead nice.
Like you forgot?
Always, yeah, he was always nice. That nice.
But even on the chick records.
But you forget about that. And I think that's the same
know,
with
man.
You.
I mean,
I think that's the same.
Because like, I don't know, because my thing, when you say it like that, it seems like it's contrived. And like Fab, like, all right, I'm going to make a chick record. Like, I don't know, because me and Fab is good friends. And
he makes those chick records for radio. That's what he does. That's his core he does.
And then, you know, it's too, it's a likability factor. Because people don't want to like Wale.
Yeah, I don't know. I always hated that. Like, Envy always talked to, like, about genuine, like, he feel the consensus. Not even trolls. Like,
right.
Like when you did the thing with United Airlines, if that was a Kendrick or Cole, they'd have sympathy for Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Cole.
They're like, man,
for you, it's like, why are you doing that to the United Airlines lady?
See, but you know what?
Being an asshole.
Like, they probably got, like, something, like, within the past week when they went bad on the same people. Like, when I do it, it's just like.
See, but being honest, see, at first, I ain't like Wale. But and not because I knew him, because I just looked at him. I was like, he looks sad.
He's dark skin.
You know, he's
just admit
like,
it.
He's
admit it. Christopher first, Williams and New Jack City.
But you know,
but the intelligent brother
sad.
From the bank. Admit it.
He looks sad, miserable, and always mad. I'm like, what's wrong with Wale?
I got the little vibe when you just, you know what I'm saying?
But then when you need him, when you need
him. You Wale want a drink here, man. How you going to tell a man?
But he is
different.
I don't think he's not likable. I think he's not understood. Because if when you sit around him and just have a conversation, like, oh,
right, but for somebody who doesn't sit around him and meets him for the first time, or sees him for the first
time,
he'd be
what,
like,
well,
they don't
what,
like playing the politics. That's
they go
it.
Off. They go off hearsay, though. If you go off hearsay,
yeah,
you're
already
like,
coming with a notion, like right. You know. And then, so if you see a little bit, of, yeah, they right.
I'm you got you on tape, personal
first,
complex,
first,
bro.
When I first met Wale,
that was a passionate discussion.
But now,
we heard the Rap Radar podcast where you cursed out YN and B Dot, even though they did deserve it because they was antagonizing.
Did I curse them out?
You ain't cursing them out.
See,
you went bad on him a
see
little.
See how the narrative gets finessed a little
but
bit
after
at the
you
finish
know
line.
Him and then you say, oh, he's not like.
When
him.
The narrative gets finessed right. At the finish line, it oftentimes, you know, has repercussions to the protagonist. I'm not the villain. You know, sometimes the narrative gets misconstrued and then people run
right.
With it.
All right, we got more with Wale when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Designer Panda, morning everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Wale's in the building. Now, Yee.
What does it take for you to say, okay, now I feel like I've reached a success?
You ask me that every time around the right. Same time. Is that my cue?
No, we still got more. No, you good.
No, because it seems like there's a lot of things that
I be wondering.
We always discuss this.
I don't know, man. I think I'm getting closer to it. I think I'm getting closer to it. I am scared for the day I let my foot off the gas.
You find a girl last time you was here, you was looking for love.
Was I looking? See how the narrative
you, just, you was you,
I thought
was,
you had a girl.
Was exploring the option of finding
you would like to that be in person. A relationship. You would
like. I love like what love can do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have you found that person?
I think so.
Pretty young
I think so.
I love what love can do.
I love what it can do. Like it like to be honest with you, like you get certain energies around you, and then you let God in, like what Quincy and them said, right? When you feel something for somebody, like it run easy. When I wrote That Way, it was so easy. I was just having a conversation that rhymed. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with PYT. You know, it's inspiration for everything. Some girls is for decoration, some girls is for inspiration.
Yeah, definitely that.
So that was a yes. You have found love. You said, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I say I know, then I feel like if I ever lose it, I'm going to be heartbroken every time I watch this. But you know.
She light-skinned or dark-skinned?
Would be a good place for Wale. Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Then you focus on your love and we'll less of the trolls.
Is she light-skinned or dark-skinned?
It ain't about the trolls, though.
He's ignoring you.
Never about the trolls.
That's one more time, Charlamagne.
Is she light-skinned or dark-skinned?
You ain't even give me my drink. Crack that joint.
She must be white, man.
You see how the narrative gets juggled? The narrative gets juggled. Why don't we allow the people to be on the journey with me as I pursue normalcy?
I like that. That's what I'm going to say.
On a journey with me.
Someone on a journey with me.
I'm saying.
As I pursue normalcy.
And if I did have one, maybe I'm waiting for the right time to tell you in a way that you make you understand the way that I feel. Maybe I just don't want it to be on your way.
This is a new sitcom right here. Wale and Sneak, you get two more dudes, be the male version of Living Single, four bachelors on the pursuit of love and normalcy.
Ooh, in a Charlamagne kind of world. I'm glad I got my girl. Keep your head up, boy. Right. Keep your head up. That's right. Whatever it is, right, the fight, you gotta fight.
Your
homegirl sounds in your left finger, right, true flow. That's why you like her. In an Italy kind of world.
Say what?
I'm glad I got my girl.
Head up.
All right. More with Wale when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Wale's in the building. Now, Yee?
So the album's dropping soon. Anything else dropping?
No, you trying to make me leave here when I'm just getting started, man.
Anything else dropping we should know besides just the album?
Hey, you know what I mean?
Self-made four. Self-made four.
How surprised were y'all when Meek won Album of the Year at the Billboard?
I wasn't surprised at all.
Well, I was surprised over what?
Because the album's dope. You heard the album.
I think it's dope, too, but
all
you
right,
know.
So what on. Would you be surprised?
But you know when it comes to the politics of the business.
If anything, we were surprised that the game just was fair. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
just if it was just that.
Drake, Kendrick, who else was in that category?
Dr. Dre.
Who wasn't in that category?
Drake and Future.
Okay. It's Billboard giving you an award, so it's not like it's numbers, it's theirs, right?
You know
it's
what it was, though? They people think it's all Wahala attached to that joint. The true fact is when his album dropped, like, 8 records charted.
Number 1 2 weeks in a row?
Meek put in work, though.
Promising for you, though.
I don't know, man. I just think I'm trying to pursue that, and I want to. I love the art, and I write all my raps. I write every note, everything. So it's like it's important to me to be known as somebody that's doing that. I put a lot of time in this, you know. Maybe sometimes I'm overheads, but I just expect that. I grew up in that time when we listen to Jay and we hear a verse 3 months later, and then catch something. Mm-hmm. And I just try to design my stuff the same way.
Whatever happened to your management? Didn't you supposed to get new management?
I mean, Leonard is there right here. Leonard okay. right there.
I thought it was a rumor you were signing with like a real big manager.
That's what he said last time, man. He got a big artist. He was about to announce it.
Yeah, I did. I had an agreement with Scooter Braun.
I did a deal
with Scooter. The story could probably be told a different way. They stronger than I am. So if Scooter make a statement right now, it'll be what he say. You know what I mean? Because we have a disagreement on what exactly happened. At the end of the day, I'm a grown man. I'm 31, so I'm not stupid. Like, I know you're going to do what's right for you and your family. The stakes is high with you. If going to run behind Ye is what's best for you and your profile and rap, why wouldn't you do that? Or Justin Bieber just dropped the number one album and got 5 number ones on there and the biggest, why not? You got Tori Kelly and Justin and Ariana Grande. Like, You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like I said, I'm not going to hide from the people. Like, that shit happened.
I heard Scooty didn't want you because he can't have two artists with dreads. So it's either you or Justin.
It might have been. But Justin cut his. I'm still waiting on the convo, but I don't want to be all like, black person, you didn't do this for me. Like, we could do it. You know what I'm saying? I just got to have more faith in my people. Like, y'all holding me down and just getting back to where I got. But understand this. My success is everybody that's ever been told, like, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to. People like to do that fake sob story, like, when they get on. Like, nobody believed in me. My Joan is for real. Like, y'all saw it. You witnessing it right now in some aspects. My PYT, though.
My PYT.
What you learn?
We learned that he's not bothered as he was before. He might have found that love or that person he was looking for.
He seemed in a better space than he did
he's
last time.
In a better
time.
Space.
Last time he seemed very disgruntled.
I just got some reasons to shine space. Now. I got reasons to shine. Let's leave it right there.
And plus, you got to appreciate your blessings. You are a solid artist out here, bro.
Now that's what we defer.
You're solid.
That is why I defer.
You got gold albums.
People have made me believe differently, and that's driven me to a place that I go harder and harder and harder and try to think where I go wrong. On that note...
You ending it?
No. I'm putting my glasses back on.
He just put the glasses on.
No. You're ending it?
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Wale.
Morning, y'all. This is J. Cole, Cole World, and you're listening to the best of the Breakfast Club. Wake your ass up.
That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have some special guests that was supposed to be here, but one came on time this morning.
Yeah, one.
He came early.
He came actually an hour early.
This empty chair is supposed to be for Remy Martin.
Right. But
she's not here yet.
She's not. Remy Martin's not here, but Fat Joe is. Good morning, sir.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Now y'all got the joint album coming. Is this what you're going to have to deal with?
Nah, I told y'all behind the scenes that she actually been real, real professional and showing up in time. I'm actually really, really praising her and really impressed. You know, how she's been moving as a businesswoman. But, you know, she got caught up in traffic. You know what I'm saying? I know the importance, you know what I'm saying, of being to the Breakfast Club on time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was on an Emirates flight to Dubai. Mm-hmm. And one of the Arab chicks that works there.
Emirates flight is the flight with the bar inside.
I've never been on one of those.
For rich people.
It's a fancy.
Your bedroom and all that.
The scene
but
for
the
you.
Point is, they have a section where... the employees, like the stewardess, you know, they chill and rest or whatever. So I'm passing by, the curtain's open, I'm a little nosy, mm-hmm. and I look, and the chick is watching y'all show on the computer. I'm going to Dubai. I'm like, yo, these niggas lit. Like, yo, they're on the Emirates going to Dubai flight with the computer on. I was like, yo, these niggas serious right now.
Shout out to Emirates. Don't be afraid to bring your Breakfast Club on the flight, you know what I'm saying, to Dubai.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. That was crazy. That was shocking for me, like, because, you know, it's real conservative and all that.
Right. What was shocking to me was how you and Remy Moore got back together, because it was a nasty split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you saying you would never forgive Remy Martin because she hurt your feelings.
But she hurt me bad, though. Like, I possibly never been hurt more.
Really? You know?
Yeah.
And you've been through some wars in the streets, so that's saying
a
lot.
Nah, it was because there's some wars that's not physical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you wear your heart, when you bring your heart to it, like, she's my little sister, so she lived with me for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, sleeping on a tour bus, going everywhere with us. Nobody really, really knew who she was like that. And when that happened and that went down, you know, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever have you. Where I was just hurt. And then because of my breakup with her, I could have signed Rick Ross. I could have signed Pitbull. Like, really?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I was just so turned off by what had happened that I was like, yo, you know what? I'm never messing with artists again.
That's crazy.
You done messed that Pitbull up because you see Pitbull.
Yeesh.
You know the thing about Fat
like
Joe? You
don't God get, right now.
You don't get the credit for, like, your scouting abilities. When it comes to talent.
I'm a serious scouter, man, because my thing is all about bringing pillars to the community. You know what I'm saying? If I discover Kool & Dre, they do all them game albums. They legends, you know, Khaled. Khaled, my little brother, he's a Beatle right now.
Khaled will not stop.
Beatle. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Or LV, super producer, or Remy Ma, you know, she's still competing. She's back. With this album right here, she's definitely in a heavy conversation of female rapper of the year, male or female. You got Remy, you got Big Pun. You know, I discovered him outside of a bodega.
Yeah.
A fatter Puerto Rican dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who'd have thought that dude would have been, you know, he's on my top five. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
you turned down Eminem 6 times, I heard.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man.
Joe, you just named about $300 million you left on the table.
Way more than that. I messed up bad.
Now, do you think Pitbull would have been Pitbull if he'd signed with you? Because Pitbull wasn't the pop guy back then.
Listen, first of all, please, I had an opportunity. That's all I'm saying. Pitbull is a genius. He created his own lane. I can't take no responsibility. Like, I don't know. You know, Pitbull, he's the man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I'm saying? And in fact, he told me one time I sat down with him as a brother, and he was just like, and I was like, yo, Pit, man, I said, you're so smart. He said, yeah, I learned off of all your mistakes.
Wow.
Damn it, man. Nah, real talk. And then he told me, he said, you should have signed me. You should have signed Ross. You should have signed this. You shouldn't sign that. You ain't want to.
I'm about to tear it a little bit.
You had Miami. Like, you had half of Miami
before
in your
anybody
hand.
Moved out there.
Yeah.
He's like, don't remind me.
How was you and Remy's that initial conversation of that beef squashing? How was that conversation? I mean, because it was thick.
Well, what happened is, right, I was in Miami a couple of blocks from my house. So it picks up and it was like, all right, you got a call. And then it was like, she was like, yo. And I was like, yo. I knew the voice immediately. Right. I was like, yo. And she was like, what's up? And I'm like, what's up? And I'm like, hey, yo, Rem, like, what do you want? You calling me?
You think it's for beef? You think
it's
for beef? I'm like, calling me? Get to it. Right. Like, what's going on? Nah, I think that we should be family again. I was just like, come on, man. You know, I love you. That was it. She broke down on the phone, and it just felt great. I was just like, you know, and I was just like, wow. Like, I ain't never think that was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I prayed for her all the time, though, still. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And she said Papoose really wanted you guys back together again.
Papoose, the greatest husband on the earth.
Without question. He make all this look bad.
This guy's a, man, please. Stop.
Like, stop, bro.
Black love. Man, this is killing me, man.
Oh, Remington.
Okay, okay.
Damn. You look like you killed the whole.
Call beat. Peter.
What up, bro?
Call Peter.
Like, what up, bro?
What's up?
Hey, y'all, man. Damn.
I am late, guys.
No,
I was
on us.
All the way up. I could not
you
leave
was all down. Stunning right
she
now.
Does.
I'm now, almost not mad at you no more.
Now, Rem, we asked Joe this. We heard Joe's side of the story. How did y'all get here? Because there was a time when Joe said he'd never forgive you. Ever.
He didn't mean that when he said that. He was just talking because he had lips. He didn't mean that. The thing is, we should have never got where we were.
Right.
Let's just start with that. It should have never went that way ever in a million years. It took me to be away from everything that I love and that I wanted to be with and that I cherish to really sit down and think about the people that I felt were important to my life, not that I thought were important to me, that really made an impact on my life and that I loved and I cared about. And when it was time for me to start coming home, I just really didn't want to come home and still not be cool with him and still like have any type of ill feelings for bad decisions that I made prior to, you know, the person that I am now. Like, I made a lot of bad decisions. And the beef with me and Joe was definitely one of them. And I didn't want to come home and still have that. Like, I felt like I fixed every other bad decision. And that really needed to be fixed. And I'm happy that we were able to do that because it's like we didn't miss a beat at all. Like,
was the intent to just fix it or was the intent to, okay, we got to get back in the studio?
It never even crossed my mind about music. It wasn't even about music at all, period. It was deeper than that. It was just like I wanted my brother back.
All right, we got more with Fat Joe and Remy Ma when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe, Remy Ma's in the building.
Hey, yo, Papoose, what's up, man?
Pat!
Hey, come over here, man. You know you ain't never been shot at cameras.
Now, Rem, speaking of Pap, did you make the men sit down and iron things out because it was a little situation between Joe and Pap?
You know what was so crazy? It wasn't even necessarily like a official sit down. Okay, you say your piece. You say it was just like I think they both realized how much each other loves me. Like Joe, like can't nobody front. Like this guy loves me. Like I had my sister with me for the first time yesterday. She met him. She was like,
he really loves you. Like, she's like, he sees it. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, my biggest hater in the world. Like, I couldn't do nothing until, like, his mom was like, no one's king my girl rapper. Like, it was like, blocking all day. Mm-hmm. So for him to actually meet somebody and feel like he's like, friend, he's the perfect guy for you. Like, he loves you. So I think both of them with the feelings that they have for me, let them put aside anything. And they both express how they wish, like, none of that ever happened. And that was my fault, too. It's like when you want to beat up your little sister,
right,
but you can't, so you want to fight her boyfriend.
Right.
Like, it's like one of those type
exactly
of situations. It's like, yo, oh, I want to kill her, but I can't. You know what? She likes him. That's it. So, like, and it was, like, stupid. Like, I feel like if I was there, it would have never happened.
Now, do you regret Remy's first album? Because Remy had everything lined up. The singles, the street records, like, everything was there. But it didn't perform well.
The only issue, like, now that I'm older, like, I tell Joe all the time, like, I was mad because I felt like he was the top. Like, I felt like he had the power to make them do what I wanted them to do. And they pretty much was jesting him to death like they was doing it. Like, I literally got banned from the office that I was signed to.
My wife got, like, sued because her and Ram washed a chick in the record label,
oh,
whatever.
Like,
it was crazy.
It was crazy because
I had to pay $80,000.
It was like people was, like, chilling. Like, it wasn't like, I didn't feel like people believed in me. They didn't send out enough copies. I guess they didn't believe that people were going to buy them. Mm-hmm. So they didn't press them up. Like, I literally had people bombarding me. Like, I went to 50 different stores and it's not there. Like, whatever. Still rings off to this day. Conceded. Mm-hmm. Still does what it does. The Feel So Good record with Neo. Like,
you didn't
that
even
was
get a video,
like,
for
dope, right?
No. Yeah, yeah. But see, now the Feel So Good video with Neo, that was a different story. Neo, when we did the record, he wasn't signed yet.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Joe, we got into a big argument, me and Joe. Joe actually.
Oh, no, I'm wrong on that one, too.
He went and got Mario.
I met Neo, I was like, come on. Yo, Ren, that nigga ain't going
he
on.
Went he went behind
like,
my back.
Oh, he's going to be the man.
Dude
to
say,
but he's going to be the man. I was like, not that nigga right there.
He was like,
on,
believe
stop.
Me. I told
no,
him,
in
like,
his face. I'm the worst, bro.
But I fought for it, and he stayed on the record. Joe actually went behind my back, booked a whole session with Mario, had him sing the record over and everything. We did. I found this out at a listening session for my album. The song is, I'm like,
that's not Neo.
That's Neo.
He's like, oh, yeah, surprise. I went and got... Like, what? Are you like?
She was right.
Devastated.
Mario was dope too. But she was right.
But my argument was, this is the guy that's writing Mario's songs. But neither here nor there. Moving on along. I wanted to shoot the video.
Shout
by
out
Tom.
Neo. You're incredible.
Yes, he's amazing.
Nah, by the
and
way.
He's really a good friend, so he reaches out all the time. Like,
nah,
we actually got to
sign incredible. Neo too, Joe.
Yo, Neo, can you do a song with me?
We up to 700 million now of artists that you left on the
screen. He had a deal by the time it was time for me to shoot my video. And through Def Jam was putting out the Ghostface record, the Back Like That record
like
that they had. They didn't want to allow him to do my video because both of the records was out at the same time. And
so why not put out the remix version with Mario?
I was just so pissed off. Mm-hmm. I was crushed. I tell people all the time, like, my favorite rapper is Jay-Z. And right. He was in charge of Def Jam at the time, so I felt like he single-handedly. I was like, does he know that I know all his songs? Why is he doing
yeah,
this to me?
Yeah,
because
that was the rumor that since Joe and Jay had beef, he wouldn't clear the needles.
Like, that, like that's, I kind of felt like that, but I just.
I never heard that
word,
Charlamagne.
I just
stop.
Felt like.
I remember reading that.
Y'all looked at me like, if you don't start today.
This is not what we're talking about today.
It's like, I just felt like, you know, like when you're a fan of somebody, you feel like they know you and that they should know how much you love them. I'm
right.
Like, just over that, like, he's supposed to be like, nah, let's let it rock. So we never even shot it. But like I said, a lot of people have, you know, other artists that was out at the time, and they're like, oh, my album did this much and I sold this much. But they can't get a booking to save their life today. These records don't play at all, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell them to their face. Like,
you know, you're as good
like,
as your last hit in hip-hop.
You know, so,
and we were talking about that coming this way, that hip-hop is almost like an unfortunate genre of music. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still see Patti LaBelle getting 80,000 a show.
Absolutely.
Or Earth,
Wind,
hip-hop
and Fire. Throws away our classics.
Absolutely.
Like, they throw them away.
Hip-hop,
like
they don't appreciate, you know, people who put in that work. Mm-hmm. And it's almost sad, man, because they leave somebody for dead. If you ain't a hustler, entrepreneur, knowing how to get money or whatever the case may be, you could really get caught up in the game with this hip hop thing. So it's like, you know,
good thing we're hustlers, entrepreneurs, and know how to get that
we
money.
We got the hottest thing popping.
Let's talk
right
about
now.
The new album now. Now, how was recording the film?
They said Pap didn't want you in the studio down in Miami.
It wasn't that he didn't want me. I was trying to explain to him, like, look, babe, I'll be back in a couple
Charlamagne,
of weeks.
Charlamagne, hold up.
Why are you saying like
Pap
that?
Pap, standing here.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, listen, Pap, he's her husband, bro.
I said, who said that?
That's
man?
Not how
he's her husband. He didn't want her with guys. You know, he knows Joe, but he don't want that. And then when he...
Pap. Because I heard you apologize to Joe, right?
Oh, man, listen, this is what happened. She came out of nowhere spontaneously, like, yo, listen, man, my brother called me. I got to go down here and do this album. I'm going for a week. The entire Love & Hip Hop staff from Mona on down was calling me like, Pap, please, what's going on? What does she mean she leaving for a week? So I'm like, I'm going to take the hit. I'm like, yo, babe, you can't do it. You know, I had to get cursed out and go through all the shenanigans. But I'm like, yo, how can you leave? We got a wedding coming up right here, and we got to film every day this week. How can you leave for a week? That's what happened.
Okay, but what happened when we got in that studio, though? What happened then?
Oh, man. I witnessed, yo. I was happy that I got a chance to witness these two in action. Real talk. I'm not just saying it or being on no fakeness. Phenomenal.
All right, we got more with Fat Joe and Remy Moore when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. That was Ludacris. What's your fantasy? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Fat Joe, Remy Moore's in the building.
When's the album dropping?
She has another day for us.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Rem?
I'm thinking a little bit more like in October.
No!
Nah, it's too late. No. I'm telling y'all.
She did 6 years.
I'm telling y'all.
I'm telling y'all.
What he doesn't, under, what he doesn't understand is...
Nah, far away.
Nah.
You say that because all you heard was All The Way Up.
Right.
We have a hit out. Like, every song, when we went in there, we went in with the mindset that every song is going to be crazy, and that's what happened. Like, it's to the point that we don't know what song... Like, it was All The Way Up is crazy, and that was like... Maybe we shouldn't go with that one. It should be something else. That's how crazy it is. And I want people to understand that. We're not one of those people that come out with a high record and that's it. And we ride out and be like, oh, I wonder if they have another one waiting. What's going to happen? That's not us. I would like to build that. I don't want people to miss this by jumping on waves
fight
and just
one,
like
no, we need to get this money. Let's get that money. We need to get that money, man.
All right.
Was Papo down?
Papoose? Don't even bring it up because I've been getting hit in my head. I be like, yo, so I sat there and watched this whole thing happen. And nobody let me touch that booth. I see what's going on here. But what's so crazy is really just me and Joe.
You hating.
Like, no, seriously.
Montana's
on
your song.
It's really just me and Joe.
Nah, we
like,
got
no
Ty Dolla Sign on the album. Like, we got,
oh, you put Ty Dolla Sign on that album?
No, but we don't mean it like that. Come on, man.
Are y'all going to do, like, your own show? You know, because you
got
have
to.
So much going on outside.
I feel like everyone definitely wants to. Like, a lot of people are like, well, why did you do it? You know, because I came home. Doing my shows, Five Figures out the door. Like, nope, I'm not coming. I'm not making this not happen. Like, everybody wants to sign me. Everybody wants to do my own show. I need people to understand that, okay, this is a... First of all, I'm a different Remy altogether. Anybody who's encountered me, like, oh, my God, you're so changed. I'm still the same me, but I'm more polished. I'm more, you know, I'm more wiser. I'm smarter. I'm older. And I needed people to see not just Remy Ma, the walk around the metal detectives, the Annie Up. Yeah, I need them to see Remy Ma... You know, the businesswoman, Remy Ma, the, you know, the mother, the wife, somebody that's a real human person that's tangible,
I appreciate
that you can touch.
It, you know?
And that's like, you know, not crazy because there are people that be like, yo, she's a convicted felon. She went to jail for shooting somebody. I don't want to work with her.
Right.
I don't want her in my venue. I don't want her because before I left, literally right before I left, it was impossible for me to even do any book. People were scared to have me in their clubs. They, like, if they thought if we put her here, she's going to shoot somebody. We're coming, like, that's how people was thinking. So you have to set up an image.
It's almost like when you the real ones, you gotta downplay it, you know? Mm-hmm. I got in the industry I telling them, please don't sign him. He's an extorter, a robber, whatever, right? Don't let him in the industry. So I actually used to play like when I first got in the game, because I knew everybody was scared, so I was like, hey, you know, trying, and I'm watching the soft rappers beat niggas up, throwing them down the stairs. I'm like, oh my God,
Joe,
like,
you play terrible.
Horrible.
I just want you to know that. You did a horrible job throughout the year.
Hey, yo, let me tell you something. I'm telling you.
I've heard stories of DJs getting thrown in vans.
Nah.
Nobody tried, Joe. I didn't see Joe outside. Clue out by himself.
Now, what you talking about, please?
Everywhere by himself. He did everything.
See, and this is why I feel like some of this, what happened with my situation, is these guys' fault. There was no way that I was supposed to end up with the rappers. That's what I was supposed to do. It would have been a little bit better. There was no way. They were supposed to put me with these maniacs.
We needed
maniacs.
A balance.
Yes.
And that's terrible because Pun was the same way. From the first day, I looked at him, I was like, oh my God, this guy's going down.
Who used to calm you down, Joe? Because we hear stories of you calming people down, but who used to calm you down? Because I heard Nori on Tax Season podcast, and he talked about the Rockefeller Terror Squad fight.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, Charlamagne.
No, come on.
Come on, stop, Charlamagne. Come on, stop.
I think with Joe,
we're in a positive.
Once he got into like a different tax bracket and realized being nice gets you more money.
Well, they sued me.
He was like,
you're right. And they sued me 10 times in 1 year.
Jeez.
80,000, 60,000, 50,000. Like, dudes was coming out. It was almost like a gimmick. It was like, yo, go. You know how they, you remember how you watch the newspaper every week and you see Mike Tyson sued again?
Right.
It wasn't his fault. They come and say, your mother's a lesbian. You're a sucker. I'm like, brother, we're both born equal. Your grandmother. Like, I'd be like, oh no, we dancing on him. As soon as I dance on him, I'm locked up. His lawyer contacts my lawyer. Y'all, let's settle this. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10 times in a row. And I realized, I said, oh, they know I'm rich. I'm getting baited. I'm getting suckered into these.
Licking sneakers and extending Ferraris.
No, they was like, yo, this guy's the lick. He's guaranteed to swing on us. It's going down. So I just realized, like, oh, no, we're not going to win with this. So I had to calm it down. And then me also bringing up Remy, bringing up Pun, bringing up Tony Sunshine was crazier than anybody.
Tony Sunshine? He was crazy. What?
A singer.
R&B really? Killer for real. He was crazy.
Man, he threw us out of battery studio. He threw the gun in the engineer's head. He was crazy, dog.
Tony Sunshine was crazy.
R&B. He had a song, My Fofo. My gun, I love my... crazy. All of them. And I had to deal with these wild guys. Like, everybody. Like, it was just wild.
All right. Well, keep it locked. We got more with Fat Joe, more with Remy. You don't want to go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Usually the rumors are right here, but Fat Joe and Remy's here, so we're going to push those back.
Been a lot of forgiveness in your life, though, Joe, because Pat, Rem, 50. Like, you know, you think that comes with wisdom, age, what?
Nah, I've never been an abuser. I love peace more than war. I mean, believe me, I came up on violence, and it's sad to say, but I enjoy it sometimes.
We know, Joe. It's well,
you know what I'm saying? Nah, but I'm just saying, I prefer peace over war any day. Any day, I prefer peace. If I could go to Israel and Palestine and broker that thing, I'll go broker that thing.
But
like,
actually,
I'm about peace.
Think about some of the older people, me, Pat, 50, like, these weren't people that, like, it wasn't like murder one beef, like, oh, you did something to somebody in my family or something crazy. Like, it was things that I think weren't that serious. But being the people that we are that take everything to the butt crack, like, and there's just no turning back, I think that that's why it was escalated into the situations that they became. But when you really get down to the root of them, it was never no real. Nobody ever robbed him at gunpoint or did something to his family members or something like that. And it's easier once you get older to forgive people and to work things out with people when you realize, like, yo, yeah, that was some, that was wilding. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do that, and that does, I believe, come with wisdom. And it also comes with, like he said, nobody want to be all day. Nobody wants to walk out of their crib all day, every day, making sure, oh, if I run into this one, I'm going to have to do this. So it's like, it's cool when you can just walk out, you just good. You know, you don't got no problems with nobody. Nobody don't got no problems with you. It's just a good feeling.
Nice,
you just go out and get this
it's
money.
It's just a different time in hip hop, too. Like, so...
Y'all almost don't fit in. Even though y'all been here, y'all almost don't fit in to what's
going
out here
on
now. Yeah.
That's a very good point. I don't think nobody who came up around my time and definitely around Rem's time still makes music that goes with what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really hard to make our fans happy and be like, yeah, they back, they hot. But at the same time, catch this young wave that's going on. Because I'm in a strip club. They pickers and bookers and pickers and bookers and pickers and bookers. And it's like, yo, pickers and bookers. And I'm like, I'm sitting in there like, I got to grab the hookah. I don't even smoke. I'm like, all right, how are we going to move to Ash?
Right.
Like, everybody, I want to tell y'all, this is syndicated. Everybody who ever supported me, Remy, Pun, like, I love y'all. I want to see y'all on the road every time I go over there. And so many relationships we grew up with, and we see people floating all over. Because y'all the only guys, really not y'all, because y'all super winning. But the music business, the only thing I compare to, like, athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come wake a guy up and be like, yo, you're being shipped to Oklahoma today. You're on 103 Jams, Oklahoma. Nigga be like, what? I'm the king of Philly. What are you talking about? Nigga be like, you wake up, you go to Philly, you go, all right, calm him down. I go calm him down, right? Fat Joe come through, yo, calm him down. You're all right, yo. Nah, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. Boston don't get that cold. It's below zero. Next thing you know, hey, I'm in Miami now, Joe. Y'all like athletes, man. They come knock on the door. You've been traded.
Me and NBA. Always been in New York.
Mm-hmm. Have a love in New York.
God bless.
That's right.
All right.
Well, there you have it. It's
South
Fat
Carolina,
Joe,
Philly,
Remy Ma. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to ex-Ohio State superstar football player Troy Smith. Now, Troy Smith got arrested over the weekend for drunk driving, and cops found a little marijuana, a little weed in his car. Okay, now drunk driving while on drugs is stupid and selfish, and that by itself is Donkey of the Day worthy, but TMZ Sports obtained the dash cam video shot by the police officers when they pulled over the Heisman Trophy winner. And this takes it to a whole nother level. I always find it amusing when people are drunk because when I'm drunk, I don't think I'm impaired. Meaning, I know what's going on. I know what I'm saying. When I see people like Troy Smith, I question if I've ever really been drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear this traffic stop, please?
How you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm an officer, sir.
What's that?
I'm an officer.
You're an officer?
No. I'm great.
How much alcohol you consume tonight?
None.
Fair to say, what's your highest level education?
I graduated from Ohio State.
Okay.
My name is Troy Smith.
Okay. College degree?
I've graduated from Ohio State with a degree in bachelor's.
Okay. Fair to say you know the alphabet, sir?
Definitely, but
okay.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. What?
I just want to make sure you're not impaired, sir.
Not at all.
Okay. Can you recite the alphabet for me? Start at the letter C and stop at the letter W?
I can definitely recite the ABCs from A to Z.
From C to W, can you do that?
C, D, E, F, G, H, I just want to go home.
Okay, turn around for me and put your hands behind your back.
Okay, where do we start, all right? First of all, he said he had no alcohol. Lie.
The lie detector test determined?
Yes. Second, he said, I'm officer. What does that even mean? What were you trying to say? Hi, officer?
Yes, he said, hi.
Maybe you said, I'm an officer's relative. You had a fraternal order of police card.
Maybe.
As soon as you said, I'm officer, the police knew you were drunk, okay? They were just going along with you to see how good this was going to get. And it got better. Because what exactly is a degree in bachelor's? You have a degree in single men? What kind of profession do you start with that degree? Do you get eligible bachelors and hook them up with women who are looking for them? You have a degree in pimpology? Huh? Now, in his defense, the police hit him with a trick question with that alphabet thing. Okay, starting that C is a little difficult, but just sound it off in your head. A, B, boom, then start at C, and you wouldn't have any problem. But, bruh, you got stuck after I? I need to hear it one more time. Can I hear it one more time, please?
Can you recite the alphabet for me? Start at the letter C and stop at the letter W?
I can definitely recite the ABCs from A to Z.
From C to W, can you do that?
C, D, E, F, G, H, I just want to go home.
Okay, turn around for me and put your hands behind your back.
Damn. Now, let's be clear. The cop was trying to be funny when he said recite the alphabet from C to W, because the CW was a black network that was the home of Dwayne's brothers' girlfriends in the game, okay? Oh. Y'all need to stay woke out here, all right? That cop knew what he was doing, okay? And you have to give the man Troy a little bit of props because he used the last letter he could remember in the alphabet to form a complete sentence. Play it one more time. Just listen to what he did. This is genius.
C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Just want to go home.
I just want to
know. Amazing. Drop one of Clues bombs for Troy, damn it. Okay? He should get some points for that. All right? Oh, please, man. Give Troy Smith the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
You got to give him a little bit of props. He failed the field sobriety test, but that was a little bit of genius. The last letter you can remember is I, and then you just finish with a complete sentence, just want to go home. Oh, round of applause to Troy Smith, man.
My goodness. All right.
That was amazing.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Diddy, and you're listening to the best of The Breakfast Club. Let's go!
Now it's Notorious B.I.G., more money, more problems. Morning, everybody. Jeezy's in the building, past the young.
What made you say now is the time to be more politically charged, more spiritual, I guess?
I mean, I always been politically and spiritually charged, you know what I'm saying, since I jumped off the porch, but it was really my incident that happened in L.A.,
Congratulations on beating that case, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but by the way, y'all did not report that, by the way. I didn't hear.
We did report that.
Oh, yeah, because you called me, right?
Yeah, we did report that.
Yeah, y'all
did.
It was a couple. Yeah, they did me dirty. Yeah. And I was mad as hell, man, because I just feel like all the respect that I had built and everything that I had built for myself just got took away. I was an executive in the Atlantic building. I was co-owner Avion. I was all these things.
Executive producing albums.
I had other artists that I'm telling you, man, y'all got to walk a straight and narrow. You know, I'm telling YG, you know what I mean? You got to stay.
Calm down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm locked up for something that I had nothing to do with.
Right.
So just luckily I had the finances and the resources to get out of it. But if I didn't.
Imagine that.
Man, could you imagine me sitting in jail at this part of my career, you know, 10, 20 years because you're charging me with a murder and then assault rifles?
Or even waiting for trial, like Bobby's murder.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's real. So all this time I'm sitting in there, you know what I'm saying, and I didn't get out because the bill was $1 million a piece and it was six individuals. So it was my drivers, my two bus drivers, my cameraman, my assistant, and I think somebody that was out just, you know, helping me move around. Mm-hmm. And it was like, so it wasn't the homies. So as soon as we hit the county, you know, it's on.
Right.
You in L.A. Right. So, you know, everybody know where I'm at with it, so... It's boot up and set up, you know what I mean? So it was just like, it was my first unselfish moment, you know what I'm saying? My first Malcolm X moment, if you will, because I feel like I had to really stay there and protect everybody because I was the only one that had
I'm not going to leave everybody.
Oh, no.
Because you could have got out. You could have got yourself out. And
by the way, the first 30 minutes I was in there, somebody was there to pay my bill. Mm. The first 30 minutes when I walked in, they said, you got a visitor. As soon as they put me in the cell, it's bail bondsman, it's lawyer. It was like, yo, your people sent us down here to get you. And I was like, okay, so everybody getting out? They're like, nah, you got to get out. You the brand. I'm like, nigga, the brand? Mm-hmm. Like, these are my people. They've been out here the whole tour. Keep in mind, this is the last day of the tour.
You got a double
tour work? Went, right. Yeah. Tour went perfect. Mm-hmm. Not a problem, not a flaw, everything. And I got to the last day, and I'm sitting here watching 20,000 people scream my name while they're putting handcuffs on me and my crew, and then they take us down. So anyway, long story short, we get in there, they try to bail me out. I'm like, nah, I don't want to leave everybody. I'm going to stay here. So I stayed there, and it was just a lot of time to think, man, and it was real because now when I came, I got to look my son in the face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got to look my peoples in the face, and everybody like, yo, you out there bugging. But I did everything right.
Right.
And I didn't understand that, and it just made me, like, it just made me furious, dog, because, it I worked hard to get here.
Maybe that was God doing that on purpose, just to give you that one last eye-opener.
I said, man, I'm going hard, and I'm telling the truth. This ain't even rap at this point. This ain't about selling no records. This ain't about getting no new fans. I'm going to tell you what's in my heart and in my mind. If you like it, that's on you. But the only thing that kept me strong in there was religion, because, you know, my grandma kept bringing me up in the church, but I had to be strong for everybody else because they ain't never been in them situations. You know, you got people on the phone talking to their parents. They're like, you with the rapper. You know they're charging you with murder. You're never getting out. I'm like, oh, man. They get on the phone like, man. I'm like, yo, man, y'all don't got to get no lawyers. I promise you I'm paying for everything.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Did they have you separate from everybody?
They tried to put me in general pop, which I was cool with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had no problem that it is what it is. You in jail. Like, you don't get no privileges. But, you know, I was telling them. It was like Tupac coming through the door. I'm like, yo, what up, man? Throwing up sets. I'm like, oh, man, the Mexicans and all. I'm like, oh, man, this is it. It was weird because it was like, I'm thinking we just in there for the gun charges. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, everybody thinks we're in there for murder.
A murder, yeah.
You know, when they're coming to get you out of your cell for lunch, it's like, oh, yeah, these just got, these the guys with the 187. I'm like, whoa, man. what do you speak of, man? Like, hold up. It's innocent until proven guilty.
Do you move differently now?
Because I mean, absolutely. A lot lighter, a lot smarter. Mm-hmm. Even though I was moving light at that time, too, it's just real now. And it's just like, if they do that to me, they'll do that to you or anybody else. And it's just like, you know, had I had the resources and finances, dog, I probably would have still been in jail, man. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
You know, it's so funny when you hear, like when we was in Atlanta and you said, I didn't do anything, I'm going to get cleared. Right. In my mind, I'm like, okay, we hear
right,
that all.
Right, right, right.
Yo, but it was like, man, poor Jesus, got the album.
Yo, it was so smart because, I'm a future, you know, past criminal, so I know how to get out. I told my lawyer, I say, look.
He said future, past,
current.
somewhere in between, I was a criminal. So I tell my lawyer, I say, yo, look. I said, they already done played their cards, they played their hand. They too anxious to get me. Cool, let them put everything on me. I ain't touched no chopper since I was in 10th grade. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? There's no need. There's too many people that be around that will do that right. for me if that's what I need them to do, even though I wouldn't ask that. So let them place it all on me. And I knew I hadn't touched anything. Right. So when they started doing DNA swabs and all that.
I had them.
And that's how I beat the case. Cause I told my lawyer, and she called me. She's like, let me tell you something. I've never dealt with a person that's so strategic and knows how to forward think like that. She's like, you really played them. And then how they tried to play me, it really pissed me off was after I beat them, they kept all my jewelry and all my money I had on the bus and all my clothes. If you want your stuff back, You got to play fair, not snitch. Let's get that, no snitching. Mm-hmm. But don't tell the media what really happened.
Really? Wait,
so I didn't even bother to try to.
You still got your stuff, your
absolutely.
Jewelry and everything? And your money?
Absolutely.
How much jewelry was it worth?
Man, you know how I be rocking.
Yeah.
Right, Snowman.
When all that was happening, did you have your daughter already? Or was she on the way?
No, she was here. That was tough. That was tough.
Newborn daughter.
Tough.
Congrats on that.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was like, damn, you know, this is it. This is how we're going to start this off.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more with Jeezy when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jeezy's in the building. Now, Yee?
Your 10-year anniversary for 101.
Yeah.
Talk about bringing the whole city out.
Right.
Out of town.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that. Yeah. I think I had.
Oh, no, but listen, it was a crazy feeling because I was running around. I hadn't been to Atlanta since I went out to LA mm-hmm. to start recording. So I hadn't been to Atlanta in all of 4 months. So nobody had seen me. So it was kind of crazy. You know what I mean? It was just a feeling of just the energy. But that was my, oh man, you really here moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just from everybody I called and just how it went down. I called Kanye. I was like, yo, I need you for this show. He's like, what day? He's like, I'm there. You know what I mean? I
called
Andre 3000.
Right.
And, you know, Andre, I tell people Andre 3000 like unicorn tears, man. You never see him.
I was like, wow, me? Like, you'll never see
him.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him. I was like, yo, three, I need you for this 10-year anniversary. He's like, what? What should I wear? I'm there. You know what I'm saying?
He said, what should I wear?
What should I wear? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? People weren't expecting him to mm-hmm. come out. So people literally stood there for like 3 seconds. Like,
is that?
You know what I'm saying? Is that the unicorn?
Right. And it was crazy because it was like, is Atlanta? T.I. came, Scrappy came, Fabo turned up, Bun B, Manny Fresh, Drama, Boys in the Hood, which was crazy for me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because we haven't been on the same stage in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I called him, and, you know, even with the little friction that probably happened because, you know, it was a group. No, we got you, man. So when I got there and just saw all that love, I was kind of overwhelmed because right. it was like a big party and all your friends was there. And it was just like, I never seen, you know, people smile that much. I'm just going to be for real, like in the city, because, you know, everybody always, you know what I mean? But it was happy. It was rejoicing. It was just like, man. And then, you know, really it was a win-win for me because how do you go perform Thug Motivation in Atlanta where it originated at? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was just like from top to bottom, it was like every song was, you know what I'm saying? Right, it was crazy. It kept going up and up and up. And when Dre came out and did I Do, I seen somebody talking about, tap somebody else like, yeah, Jay-Z about to come out too.
And it was on Tidal, right?
I mean, Jay was going to come. Like, that's the dope thing about Jay. Maybe he was going to come, but I was almost like, man, it would be overkill at this point.
Why not? Because you came to his B-side show.
Yeah.
And you can't really do Dope Boys without Hov.
Right. But it would have been overkill, man, because Kanye was there. It was...
it was just so much going on. I was like, I ain't gonna, you know, push the issue like that. But even when I called him, he was like, yo, what's up? I pull up.
Well, we got something coming up. We'd love to have you in
line. You know, since you do favors and stuff for
everything. We'd love to have you in there.
You gotta, hey, Charlamagne is so strategic, man. He's like, yeah, all right, right, yeah, all right, cool. But
what's your relationship like with Big Meech at right this point?
It's good. He's been moving around, you know, a lot. I ain't really spoke to him a lot, but I get messages from, I think I got a message from somebody else the other day that told me, he was like, just keep up the good work. But they moving around a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, and at the same time, I think he was in solitary or something for a minute, you know what I mean? And that was pretty much like the last time I really had a chance to like holler at him. But like, I've been getting messages like here and there, you know what I'm saying, from different people, because he talks to everybody.
Because I noticed, even though the statute of limitations of you don't speak about that too much.
No, because it's just out of respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just out of respect, man. It's just like, you know, I don't know what he got going on there. I don't know what he's going through.
Gotcha.
And it's like, I don't want to set the tone, you know, for nothing or say nothing that I shouldn't say, because that's my friend. I think that, and I think that's where a lot of people missed, because I hear things, oh, Jeezy didn't get him a lawyer. Like, it's my dude, man. Like, you don't even understand the half. You wouldn't even understand that conversation if I told it to you, because he's a different type of guy. And if that conversation was to ever be heard, they'd be like, wow. You know what I mean? And we all did the right thing. Like, and dude, he just was the type of person, he would give his last, and, you know, he just got caught up in a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's so unfortunate, because he's a great leader. Mm-hmm. Dude, people follow him to the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, to this day. And even while he's in there. And it's just unfortunate. But I just think when I hear people talk about our relationship, you know, sometimes I feel away, and then I sometimes, like, yo, these industry people,
they don't know.
You know what I mean? It's not rap. It's deeper than that. You know, we're talking years at a time. We're building a relationship with somebody that was unbreakable, and the bond was real. And it wasn't based on music, money, or nothing. Mm-hmm. It was just based on two individuals that saw things the same. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all do, if they do a movie, you gotta be a part of that.
BMF is the movie.
Aren't they working on the movie?
They've never. I just hope
that enough time has passed. I say let's wait another three just to be sure.
If not a movie, a season of Narcos.
Right.
All right, we got more with Jeezy when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we usually do the rumors here, but Yee, we're not going to do the rumors because Jeezy's here, right?
Well, we kind of are. We'll get into some rumors with him. Like, for instance, Jeezy, how did you resolve your issues that you had with Def Jam?
Man, I got to be honest, man. Like, you know, Def Jam has been a great part of my career. And as artists, you know what I mean? And as men, sometimes we can agree to disagree, but I think they get it. Well, I used to be like, yo, I love it as a single. He like, I don't know if I like that. I'm like, yo, trust me. And then when it works, it goes,
okay.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. You know what I mean? What he told me to like, go talk to your people.
And then you was like, somebody need to hire me as an
A&R. A&R, yeah. You know.
But is it hard when artists that feel like you guys are kind of in competition,
right?
You know, for you to try to work with them as far as an A&R?
Well, it depends on who it is. If it's somebody that understands, because even a lot of times when I play my records for Jay, I just watch his face on certain things. And when I see him, he get into his little joint, I don't even say nothing. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And it happened the same thing with me. Kanye called me. I never forget. I'm on the porch sitting in my mom's crib. He's like, can you come out to Hawaii? I was like, yeah.
For sure.
I said, for sure, what you need? So I just want you to come out here. I was like, cool. So I get up to Hawaii, and he called me. He's like, yo, come to the studio. So I come to the studio later on that night. I get in there, and they got this big-ass board up, like a marker board, and it got all the songs on it. At the top of the board, it got What Would Jeezy Do? So he starts playing me these songs. He played me a lot of records, and I'm listening to them. And the ones that I would bob to, I would see him, his people, that would go check him off. And then in the ones I was, like, standing there kind of, like, lost, nobody moved. And then when it got done, you know what I mean, I looked on the thing, and it had all the ones that I kind of sort of like. You know what I mean? And I was just like, it's Kanye West. Right? You know what I mean? Why is he asking me my opinion?
Just do ad-libs.
Right. He's a smart dude, though, because he called me. He was like, yo, Jeezy, can I keep your ad-libs on this song? Wait till I get my money right.
Can't tell me nothing.
That was a record that me and T.I. had. And I had on my album, I called Kanye for a verse. And when he sent it back, the whole song was different. You know, he went in there and changed the whole production. It was, oh. I'm like, yo, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, this ain't even the same song. So I was like, yo, I can't rock with this. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you know, yay. He already in his mind. He's like, oh, cool, don't worry. Yeah, right. Cool, don't worry about it.
I'll just take it.
Right. So he got me for that one. So he called me. He was like, yo, can I keep your ad-libs on it? You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. So I hear it on the radio. I'm waiting on me to come in. Hey, kept on my ad-libs. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm like, damn, it never come off. So I was like,
I think the world thought that. They waiting for you. Right. Yeah. I was like, yeah, all right, here we
right,
go.
Right. But he was smart enough to know my ad-libs was an instrument. Mm-hmm. He knew that. I didn't know that. One day, we both in London. We got a show. So I go on. I got like 20,000 people out there. He go on. He got 80,000 people out there.
Damn.
First song he does. Wait till I get my money right. Mm. I'm watching 80,000 people singing, and I'm like, damn. How did I not see it? And that's what makes him a musical genius.
Absolutely.
That was a classic album, too, by the way, The Recession. Recession marked a moment in time that I think people are not even going to realize years later, even with My President is Black.
Right, mm-hmm.
Like, you put that out way before Barack was president.
Right. Yeah, shouts out to Barack. He didn't let me in the dinner, but it's all good.
What?
He let me in the dinner.
But they didn't let you in
the shouted you out of the dinner, though. That was big.
He shouted you out.
Yeah, because he knew. I came back. They invited me to the dinner they had in New York. I flew all the way in. Got me a Tom Ford suit. You know what I'm saying? Look spiffy.
That's expensive, right?
Right, expensive, right. I had to look my best. Right, you know what
absolutely.
I mean? And I get there, see Kevin Lyles, Trey Songz, everybody, you know, everybody happy, smiling. We taking pictures, and they about to walk in. I'm right behind them. And they let Kevin Lyles and Trey Songz in. And I seen the Secret Service tap my guy. He said, he can't come in. I'm like,
I got it right.
It was like, he can't come in. We tried to get him cleared. We can't clear him. And I remember going back to the room. I was just like,
damn.
I might have cried that time. I might have
sent you a text like, hey, man, I got to wait till my statute of limitations up when I get out of the White House and talk to you next year.
It was crazy because it was
like, a street dude.
It was like, damn, man. So I got on the plane and flew back to Atlanta. And the whole time on the plane, I was just like, damn. I was mad. You know what I'm saying? Because I did the whole My President is Black.
Right.
I ran around and rented
people voted because of that record.
Right. I ran out and rented a bus to usher people to the polls. I did radio drops and was running around the neighborhoods telling people and encouraging them that you can vote, man. I got a lawyer right here. He's telling, you know, convicted felon, you can vote. You know what I mean? Because everybody didn't know they could vote. So right. I did all that. And they get the slap in the face, and I'm like, damn.
That wasn't really a slap in the face. He just telling you, look, by certain people right now.
Stand.
I got it.
I understood that, but I didn't understand on the flight back.
Still.
I had some bars in my head. I was like, yeah.
You
were
going to disrespect it to Obama.
President is whack.
President is whack.
I had some bars in my head. I was like, no, don't do that.
Disrespect it against Obama.
Right.
Did you return the suit?
God.
No, I'm not. That's not Kevin. Right.
You need to disrespect it to Obama.
So look, but what was dope was I'm in London, and my mama called me. She's like, the president just shouted you out. So I said, my mama told you about smoking that weed, man.
White House correspondent.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be calling me with this. And she's like, no, I'm serious. And, you know, she don't know how to work her phone, so she can't see me the video. So I'm like, mama, you lying. I'm calling you back. I got to go do this. Nevertheless, I'm sitting there. My phone started blowing up. Like, yo, man, the president shouted you out. So I'm thinking he might have just said something somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not knowing it is at a...
Correspondent.
Yeah, I'm not knowing that. And then somebody sent it to me, and I'm sitting and I'm looking. I looked at it 100 times. I ain't on front. You know what I'm saying?
He just shot you out. Hit your ad lib too.
Right. So I tell it to myself sometimes, and that's when I knew right there. I was like, yo, that dude is smart.
Mm-hmm. And he's black for real.
On the low.